You're listening to the Mundy Maniacs podcast.
Okay, folks, it's we're back. It's another episode of the Mundy Maniacs podcast. And wow, you know, in the last three episodes, it's the second time we have a guest.
No.
Fantastic. We have a guest. So, of course, we have the usual suspects. There's me, Kevin, coming to you from Penang, Malaysia. We've got Sarah, Akashi, Japan. We've got PJ in Osaka, Japan.
But I noticed I've been moved to third billing, but I'm not going to say anything.
He's not going to be sensitive about that, is he?
Not at all.
No, not at all. So coming in third is PJ in Osaka, Japan. And our guest. Hey, Sarah, who's our guest since you've arranged this fantastic person to join us today?
You passed that off, Kevin.
I know.
PJ, you're not supposed to say that.
I know.
Just a second, guys. Everybody, I guess this is my job to like line up the guests. And so I guess.
Sure.
And the other thing, PJ, don't worry. I'm just like the middle of a sandwich. You guys are like the bread, and I'm the good stuff in between. That's why I'm number two now.
There's no good way you can go with this.
Okay, so Sarah, we have a guest, right?
Let's get on to that, shall we?
So, everybody, I've lined up my really wonderful garden experts. He introduced himself to me when I first started making gardens and I was having problems, and he just jumped in and was a wonderful resource for me. And so we've been chatting on and off throughout the last several years. And so I figured it was a great time to actually meet this really wonderful resource for me.
Who is this wonderful person, Sarah?
And this really nice guy is Jean Husman from the Netherlands. So everyone give it up for him. Yay!
And then he can correct us on that bad pronunciation.
I know. I just said his last name wrong again.
Again.
Well, hello. I'm Jean Husman. That's the best way to tell it.
Okay, cool. So Jean.
Welcome.
Yeah, welcome. You're coming to us from the Netherlands today, which is fantastic. It's awesome to have that perspective from Europe, from that side of the pond. A lot of the times, I think we, I think the majority of players in Mundy are based in the United States, probably in North America. At least that's what I've heard or what I've seen, I suppose. Here you are. And I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about, I guess, your Mundy origin story. How did we like to always ask guests that? How did you find the game, and how did you fall in love with the game?
Well, I didn't find the game myself. It was 10 years ago. This week, I was 10 years attached to Mundy, and it was. Well, long ago, at my work, at my job, I'm an IT professional, and we have some colleagues playing geocaching. And, we found a new colleague who was interested in the game. And, he knew what geocaching was, but he browsed the internet and... one day he came back with, I found something new. It's Mundy. And, you are all old school geocachers and I'm new. So, why don't we all start a new game? And, he came back with with Mundy. That was a time where, only few physical stickers were around. So you had to travel for one greenie. one other physical sticker, and Bas Dorman, Bardo. Perhaps you encountered the name. That's where my colleague he's still playing. Some of the of the four players we started with have stopped, but we are still playing and we still meet at events and have contact.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
That's great.
So you've already kind of alluded, one thing I'm thinking of now, you know, what you already mentioned, that in those days, you know, there were just a few greenies around. You'd have to travel to find a greenie. Mm-hmm. So how has your kind of local area where you play, how has that evolved since you've begun? How's that changed and grown?
Well, the first things in Zwolle, where I live, in the Netherlands, I started capping, motels, so that were deployments, there were rooms free.
Mm.
There were some players who came to Zwolle and laid down a ring of Menzies around the old city.
Okay.
So that was, well, that were the first Menzies I captured.
Yeah.
But then now I suppose you have, I'm going to assume, and I haven't looked at the map in your area, but I'm going to assume it's been pretty built up and it's very developed now compared to those days.
Well, the old ring around the city is gone.
Okay.
Lampposts have been replaced. The stickers have been lampposts have been cleaned.
Oh, okay.
Most of those stickers have gone, but I've been a good job replacing many of them, bringing new stickers around. Well, when the time came, lots of virtuals. We made some fields in Zwolle, gardens. I have three gardens in Zwolle. Well, I stopped creating gardens because nowadays there are so many gardens where you can drop your virtuals.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So, well, Zwolle is in my neighborhood is really full. I have to travel. Now I have to travel to deploy a sticker.
Oh, okay.
And then past it was I had to travel to find the sticker, but now I have to travel to find a free spot.
It kind of reminds me of the area where you live, PJ, like your neighborhood, right? When you've talked about that before, where there's so many stickers in your neighborhood that it's hard to fit anything in there anymore.
I largely blame you and also listeners.
It's not a bad thing.
It's true because I can't, if I need to put out a physical for a challenge of some kind, I can't. I have to
travel. Yeah, you can. You just have to travel. You can.
But it's a good curse to have.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it still works out. When are we going to start talking to him about the water cooler and other things?
Well, let's just start right now. So everybody out there, you know, if you're a Munzee player, you're listening to this podcast. Obviously, if you're listening to this podcast, you are a Munzee player. And if you are listening to this podcast, you know what the Munzee water cooler is. And Gene has a pretty strong connection with that. So Gene, are you one of the administrators or are you the admin?
No, we're a team of four.
Okay, so you are one of the
four. Okay,
you're the public face, though, right? I mean, you're the one the administrating.
Well, most of the administrating is behind the scene, of course. We try to regulate what's being published and trying to keep it friendly for all of us. As you know, most times negative things get most of attention. Is sometimes a little group of players, some more players. Some things go wrong with Munzee, as you know. We're on a good route now.
Yeah.
Everything is stable. So you hear a little noise on the water cooler, but when something's wrong, everybody seeks confirmation on what is wrong.
Yeah.
And then you get a lot of negative sentiment.
Well, I just don't know how you handle it, because on one hand, the water cooler is invaluable for me and for so many to get that sense of what's going on, that situational report. But I would not take your place for $1 billion, because it is that balance of angry players. But, you know, they've got a point and they need a place to vent. So I do understand it. But it's that the administrators have to balance between being a positive, you know, kind of a social a grouping where we all can feel that sense of community, and water cooler does that in spades. But yet the vitriol sometimes is hard to handle. And I'm just, what I'm grateful for is that it's you and the other three do it, and I don't have to, because that's, I look on there when I have a problem, I have a question, someone's going to help me. It's that sense of community. But when it gets much, I can step away, and I know Dean and the others are going to have to handle it. And I'm grateful for that. But I got to imagine that that's a bit stressful for you four.
Well, most things, I think it's not a great problem. I try to be critical. And when someone gives negative sentiment, we won't give much noise about it. But when your formulation is wrong, or when you're rude. We will mention it. We will contact you. When you don't listen, we will temporarily give you a ban from the water cooler. But it doesn't happen very often. And most times, when something goes wrong, the first sentiment is sometimes a bit rude. But when you speak to the players and you tell, we have children on the water cooler. We have all kinds of people on the water cooler, and you have to respect all their opinions and their age. What you say, not anybody can handle that, and so you have to be respectful to each other, and that's the most important thing in the water cooler. You have to try to think about what another player thinks about the game, and everybody has its opinion. Everybody has its way of playing.
Yeah.
And if something is not your way of playing, you have to look out for another way of playing the game.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that we talk about sometimes on this podcast, is that we're all different players, we're all different people, we all play in different ways.
Yeah.
And although the water cooler is often a lightning rod, it's a place where, you know, so many different people come who play in different ways. But, there are some people who are incredibly passionate about the way they play incredibly passionate. And that can come through, I think, in those comments that, you know, they have so much invested in the game. You know, it really is for some people, it's really what keeps them going and what excites them about life, and what, you know, for some people, I think it's the reason why they get out of bed in the morning, you know, and yes, for those people,
sure,
it can be really, you know, so it's very interesting. So I'm wondering, if we backtrack a little bit, Gene, how did you find yourself in the position of becoming the admin for this page? Like, how did it all happen? Like, I'm relatively new to Munzee. So PJ introduced me to the game back in 2020. So I'm wondering, yes, I gave you credit, PJ. It's true. He did.
By the way, that's duly noted. It's going in the file.
So he showed me, of course, you know, once he showed me about Munzee, he took me out playing for the first time. He showed me the app Z. He showed me Cup of Z. And then he also told me about the water cooler, and then, Munzee for Newbies, that group. And, those groups have been around for a long time. So have you been with that group since the beginning, or how did you find yourself doing what you do?
Well, there was some Facebook group, small Facebook group for Munzee in the Netherlands, one for Europe, and one of the players in the Netherlands named Ray, Raymond Keegstra, is spelled R-E-E-Y. He was admin of the water cooler, I think, almost from the start. But after some years, he was busy with other things, and well, he asked me to take a look at being an admin. So I had some doubt, but he said, "Well, it's not wrong. He's a positive guy, so he's always presenting things in a positive way." I'm only thinking before I jump in, but this time I listened to him and I jumped in. And, so I met some beautiful admins who were already doing this for many years.
Okay.
So with the four of us, we manage it. Some I'm in Europe, so I can take a look at what's going on in the water cooler on my daytime. And in America, there are three players doing their thing. And when we have doubts about how to handle some things, we contact each other, and we'll do suggestions. From I think this player should be banned because of this, and do you think the same? And we negotiate about it, and what is the best way to handle some players? Some players have a reputation within the water cooler. And some admins know the players personally, so that's a one-on-one chat. But I'm not afraid to contact players who've been rude, and they may know my name.
Well, I just appreciate it because I'm so glad I don't have to deal with it, but. But at the same time, I mean, I'm not only a member of the water cooler, I check it almost daily. So it is essential for at least those players. I mean, there are a number of players that are not on Facebook, but those of us who are rely on it. And you know, I've got to say, you know, MHQ has done a better job lately of becoming more transparent and putting it out more information with the podcast and with other things, and I'm in favor of that. But it's nice to have an allied or a sympathetic but yet not connected group. I just think it works.
Absolutely.
And that way it allows critical discourse. Like you said, responsible. You don't want to be angry, you don't want to be a troll, but people can. On the water cooler, people can feel free to be critical, which is fair. And
I was just thinking, like, one of the things that you had mentioned about, you know, or we've talked about before on this podcast, and it's great now getting more perspectives now that MHQ have put out their official Munzee podcast. So you've got Craig and Rob doing this now. I just finished listening to the third episode. And, you know, it's great having a platform for MHQ to on a weekly basis share information about this is what's going on in the game. And it's a really different beast than this podcast because it's, you know, kind of it's MHQ explaining what we're doing and how things are going. You've got us who are three players who play in different ways. And of course, now we've got Gene here who's got this different, very different perspective. So you got the player's perspective. And then you've got the water cooler where it's so much broader. I mean, you've got everybody on there. And then there's all the, you know, there's that kind of sometimes the negativity and the anger. But also we can't forget about is all the beautiful things that happened during COVID when people were in lockdowns and people couldn't get out and play and people were dropping cards to each other and putting virtuals around each other. You know, and you hear people like, oh, it's, you know, my wife's birthday tomorrow and she loves Munzee. Could someone leave her birthday cards here? And people do. And, you know, like those are the really cool things. Or here's a new player in this area and it's a new map. They don't have much there. So a bunch of people go and throw stuff their way. You know, there's so much positivity that comes from it as well.
Yes.
Yeah. It's cool.
That's awesome.
It is. So let's talk about Gene the Munsey player. What does it look like in the Netherlands? Of course, you're not the first guest we've had.
This is actually our second Netherlands,
which is really cool. Yes, so we haven't had very many guests, but we've had Mrs. Sourflush on before. Yeah. And her daughter quite some time ago when she was an active player was part of our clan initially when we first began our clan. And then as what happens with a lot of kids as they get older, they don't want to play.
They'll come back.
She'll be back.
But yeah. So what is it like when I'm just curious about how you play on a daily basis? Do you play a lot in your neighborhood, your community? Yeah. On weekends, are there many events that you get to participate in? What does your Munsey play look like, Gene?
Well, my Munsey play is nowadays I was one step back. I was member of Elmbridge International, the clan. I was that for 113 clan wars.
Okay.
And starting this year, I was noticing, I could play higher than the clan. My clan went for level, was always level 3, then started level 4, optional level 5. And, we all live in different areas. We had 2 players in America. We had 3 in the UK, some in the Netherlands, some in Switzerland. And all, more or less Munsees available. So we have to negotiate every month for what we're going to do. So most times it's 4, and when it's, when the conditions were good, we could do 5. But since I started distributing tree houses in my neighborhood, my missus owns 22 tree houses.
Oh, wow.
So after that, my points went up. And I thought, I have to go look for another gameplay. So I left my clan 3 months ago, and I started with Dutch players, the Geuzen, and they have some teams playing level 6, some level 5, some level 4, and we negotiate every month now. And I've been since I'm part of that clan. I'm playing level 6, and I get the returns from Munsey. So, that's the way I play today. So, when I started playing the Munsey game, Swolle is about when I get my bike from one side from Swolle to the other side. It's 30 minutes about. In these days, in the start, when something special or when I liked it, I jumped on my bike mostly every day, and I made a trip in Zwolle. it took me 2 Munsees on a day, and now I'm doing the same half hour, an hour, and I bike by my tree houses. And I get my points. And beside that, I'm biking so I can get special bounces like the ones on the card now. That's the way I play the game day by day. But we have an active Munsey society in the Netherlands. There's a guy in Heerenveen, Efer Okar. He is also leading the Geuzen, and he is creating an event every month, a monthly event.
Okay.
Once a month, you have the opportunity to visit an event, and he is when he started, he he made events well every new location. We had a mm-hmm. guy in nearby Amsterdam who was doing on the same spot. He stopped by mm-hmm. the way, and in that time we had two events every month. And it was too much for me. I don't want to be away from home two weekends every month. So, well, I like the way FRLK organized his events. He's organizing all over the Netherlands. Traveling the Netherlands, it's not a large country either. So from one side to the other side is about 3 hours by car. So okay. That's doable. And sometimes he does an event in Belgium, across the border, or in Germany, just across the border. So that's a nice way to meet the other players in the Netherlands and speak to them about their gameplay. Awesome. We had a mega event this month in Rotterdam, mm-hmm. 4 days of Munzee play. Yep. Along the way, my wife started playing too. Ooh. So we are now, once a month, we're both playing Munzee at the events. And, for Rotterdam, it's a bit far away to travel every day to the events. So we went to a bread and breakfast nearby. So we had a marvelous weekend. Enthusiastic about Rotterdam because, it was the first event that went well after the back-end upgrade. You all heard about Berlin and what happened. I experienced the same at home when I was playing the weekend of Berlin. So I had many doubts about what was going to happen in Rotterdam, but I was very happy. It all worked out.
Yeah.
So I had my 50 million points in Rotterdam.
Wow!
And that's one of the things I like doing. Once in a while, I make a social about it, and I like. These milestones happen in new places, so I can make new socials and spread them around.
Mm.
That's so cool! Wow,
that's really cool.
Yeah, it's a different world.
Yes, serious.
Completely, you know.
Wow. There's no way in Japan we could ever get that many points in one day.
Although we try our best, and the competition has gotten quite fierce, and I won't say who, but there's someone that's coming at me every single day.
Yeah, we've got some competition within this podcast.
Within the clan.
Within the podcast. We've got some competition. And we'll say that maybe there's someone whose name rhymes with 11 who's not involved in this competition.
Who's 11?
My name rhymes with, never mind, but you guys are hilarious.
Kevin is two syllables, right?
Never mind. You're not catching it. You should hear these two yesterday. These two, we have a little WhatsApp group, and these two guys yesterday realize. So Sarah has a train line she commutes on every day, which she has peppered with hundreds of Munzees, and it's quite neat. Mm-hmm. This summer when I was visiting Japan, I got to travel on it, and I couldn't quite compute because my phone wasn't really picking them all up, and then I was like, oh, there's a couple here, but at one point I realized, oh my god, they're everywhere, and it was quite a lot of points I got. But there's a lot of destinations on that train line as well. And yesterday, these two folks realized they were on the same train in different cars at the same time, racing to get destinations. I mean,
literally, not even 200 feet from each other. And it's funny because it's going off, and I'm getting the notifications of nearby play, and I realize 2 minutes ago I capped this, she capped this. 3 minutes ago, she capped that, I capped that. But fortune did favor the brave, and I was in front of the train, and she was in the back of the train, and it looked like I was getting the vast majority of the spoils. And oh, how I enjoyed it. Karma.
That was really funny for me to see this in our little group on WhatsApp when you were like, I think you're on the same train as me.
And not only that, but once I realized that, you notice then you two are going back and forth on the WhatsApp, I stopped talking because I'm realizing I'm just capping, popping, tapping, tapping. Because I'm not, anytime you're on WhatsApp, you're not on the Munzee. And a second goes by and she gets it. So I've got to be first. And I cleared the Skyland. I cleared all the virtuals. I was just boom, 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 boom. And it felt so good. You know, this has been coming hard after me. I am the East Asian champion. Thank you very much. And I don't think I'll be able to say that in another 6 or 7 months at the rate she's going. And I tell you, this is how hard she is. You have a nice quiet day, and I'll look in the morning Japan time, which is evening MHQ time, and I'm a few thousand points ahead of her. And I know she's either at home and she's got kids. She's got a family to deal with. She will stop whatever she's doing and go out and get the points to beat me. And I'll check right at 5 minutes before MHQ turnover, and bound, she's 3,000 points ahead of me because she went out. I don't even know how she does it, because sometimes it's happening at work. And I know she leaves before I do in the morning, so she gets a little bit of ahead of me. And then I leave, and then I cap on the way, and I'm ahead of her. Mm-hmm. And I'll, like an hour before the end of MHQ day, I'm thinking, I'm 2,000 points ahead. I got this. And then I'll teach my classes, I'll live my life, I'll work, and I'll check right before the end of the day, and boom, she's gone out again. I don't know how she's doing it, but I'm thinking about informing her principal, because I don't know how she could even be in the school. This woman is going for me in a way, it's fierce.
Yeah.
So hardcore. Now, don't let this sweet, innocent smile and this gaw shucks decent Oregon kind of, you know, decency fool you. She is a nasty player who is coming for anyone who's in her way.
That's funny.
Sounds a bit like me.
Yeah, there we go.
Real player that's there.
Oh, that's
awesome.
We went to an event once in the car, four players, one driving through three capping. And, well, they hated my company because I got all the bounces in the front of them.
Mm. Right.
That's what it comes down to.
Yep. It's picking up those scatters, right? It's getting those scatters too, right? They're only 50 points, but hey, if you got five of them, geez.
It adds up. It adds up quick.
Oh yeah. Especially like that's I've shared the story before, but I can, you know, when we were back in China and the game would work for me sometimes when the VPN would work, and there was a period of time where, you know, the Munzee day for us in Asia switches over in the middle of the afternoon. So maybe at 2 p.m. the Munzee day switches over. So what I would do is I'd go out in the morning by myself on my e-bike, which is basically the e-bikes are kind of like mopeds. And I would go to all my destinations and get my points, and I'd come back and get my son. And I'd go out in the afternoon with him and take him around. But there was a few points. He'd just be sitting on the back of the bike in the seat, and I'm driving around and he's capping things. And he'd be like, "Dad, you know, I thought these gnomes were cool, kind of like when they first happened. But you know what, Dad? You know, it's December and they're getting really annoying because there's so many scatters." I'm like, I'm like, "Kai, tell me where to drive." He's like, "Just anywhere, Dad. Just drive around. There's scatters everywhere."
Just drive around.
Yeah, scatter them.
I love scatters in the beginning too, and now they're just the bane of my existence.
But they those points would really add up when there's when you're hitting a whole bunch of full destinations, right?
It's tough.
They would,
right? It always annoys me on the train line is I hit a bouncer and it's got the feathers. It's probably like a what is that? That one, the air mystery, the one air that mystery. Throws out the feathers.
And it's and, behind you on the line, right?
And it's behind yeah. me, and it's like,
oh, I hate that.
Boom, and it's behind me. No, come back.
I swear they must have programmed that in, because right? 90% of the time, if scatters are going to appear, it's behind me on the train line. And I'm going, there's right? nothing I can do about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no.
Oh, well, at least it's better than, remember a few years ago, that Christmas when the snowmen first came out, and I know they fixed it and all, but when
they were half a mile,
they'd all fly, mine would all fly into the ocean. It was like, oh, well, there they all are in the ocean because I'm out of range, but there's like 20 snowballs in the ocean. No, well, maybe someone on a boat will get them.
You know, I'm happy with the 24-hour, though, scatters. I can't stand the – I got 2 hours. I'm tired. I'm not going out again.
Yeah.
But right. I do because Kobe Zizas is on me.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens. She's coming for you, man.
Well, I got to tell you. I've got to find some way to distract her. I don't know what it is yet, but I'm thinking of a grand strategy.
Good luck with that.
Ooh.
Good luck with
wow.
that.
Wow. You hear the threat in that with that good, decent Oregonian, good luck with that. But what she means
good
is
luck with that.
Screw you and the horse.
Yeah, that
on. So this just goes on like this all the time, Gene. This is what it's like with these two.
Gene, sorry, this is my life these days.
When we're in person, it's the same thing. It doesn't change. It's the same thing. Gene, I'm wondering, do you have any, I always like to ask people, as we kind of wrap things up, what are your kind of Munzee plans for the near future? Are there any events or anything is there anything that you're looking forward to in Munzee coming up?
Well, no, I don't have special targets. I know, I would like to be, in the top 100. And I'm going steady that way. But I know I don't think I'll ever be in the top 10. As I see what my points are day by day and what some other players play. So there's a very long way to go. But I still enjoy the game. Collecting my pawns in the tree houses, but that is going to be less enjoyable. It's a day by day routine, so there's no challenge in that. I like following the gameplay of Munzee, the new poison. Specials.
Yeah.
So I'll hunt them down. And I'm almost complete for the last seasonals. So there will be new ones coming. Yeah. I will be visiting events on a monthly basis, I think. And I like meeting people at the events. That makes it special at this moment. So, I made trips to Denmark, to Germany, Paderborn, meeting Rob or Matt. That's nice to talk to and meet other players, other ideas. You when you come at other locations, you notice that they play the other way. Like in Denmark, there is a monthly event at the same location, same players, and they bring their own cookies and drinks and have a nice time, and they play together at the same date to achieve their clan war requirements. I like traveling around, and I hope one time I'll. I'll have the opportunity to visit America once. The nice places in Florida.
Yeah, we all dream of that.
So
Minnesota, Florida, yeah.
Yes, still dreaming of that. So, I have some more years to work, and before that or after that, I think I'll plan a trip if Muncie still's playing the game.
Well, you're always welcome to Japan. Although I got to tell you, you won't get a lot of points here, but it's still a fun place to visit.
but it would be nice to meeting you.
Well, you know, if you ever need a tour of the bars and the breweries, I'm the guy to hang out with. I just got back from a beer event today.
Nice.
I don't know if you couldn't tell.
I saw on your Instagram you were doing you're at the craft beer event.
That was awesome. Was from last weekend. There's been one the last four weekends in a row, and you know I was talking to Sanjay, and you can only, you know, I love craft beer, and but four weekends in a row, at some point, I'm going, can we not have a break?
Well, I guess not.
I guess, but I'm not.
And the answer is no. You can't.
Alcoholic may know, but nonetheless.
I know, you know, it's interesting. My play is very different than yours. Mine is kind of casual now in a way, as I'm very slowly trying to grow my little map. But I've been on holiday for the last week. I'm back to school on Monday. We had like a midterm break. I did get out into the city, Georgetown. I was able to put out some more physical stickers.
I saw that.
Put stuff around. I was with my family most of the time. So, you know, you can only do so much when they're not playing Munzee. So you get out there with my wife.
I got to say, Kevin, I noticed you were capping. And then I would watch on the map and I'm going, just another block, you'd hit three of mine. But no, I tell you.
Oh, well. Something, you know, your significant other ducks into a shop and you run out and put a sticker on something. But what was really cool for me is for the first time, and PJ, you caught my attention because yours were capped, but there was a visitor. Someone flew from the United States here to Malaysia, and they were in Georgetown. It was the first time I've had a player on the ground here since I've been here that was playing Munzee, and they capped all the virtuals in that area of Georgetown, and they captured like my physicals that I put out just a couple of days ago.
Oh.
And I sent them a message, and they were like, they were just stopping in for the day, and they're going to be back in a week from now when they're going to hit more of the map here. And
they were here for just one day. They were very thorough because they hit all around that city of Georgetown.
Yeah.
They hit everything. Wow.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Yeah.
Hardcore.
And then they're off and they said they'll be back in a week to get more. So, in their travel. Oh, wow. So for me, it was really exciting, you know, when you got that brand new map and you've got your first player who's shown up and has started capping things. So for me, that was exciting. And I thought to myself, dang, why haven't I put up more stuff? But I'll get to it. And I'll build. Time. And then I need to put out a few more. I was saying to you guys in our WeChat or WhatsApp group, I should say, that I've got a few more tree houses and Skylands in my inventory that I got to put out and build my own area. And then I need wheels so I can get to those things. Because it's taken forever.
Go get that bike.
I'm walking, and it's taken me forever to get to places.
You need transportation.
So PJ and Sarah, how about you guys?
Other than battling her, I don't know what else to say.
That's enough, right?
It's same every old, day.
Same old. I think you said enough, huh?
Dang. I want a break. I don't get a break. I wake up in the morning, and she's been out an hour before me, and she's already got like 5,000 points.
That's okay, PJ.
Hardcore.
Take a break for a few days. It'll be okay.
Me? Take a break.
Yeah. I cannot take a break.
She'll stop too.
No,
yeah, she will.
Not only that, I'm still 2 million above her, but I calculate it'll take her about a year at this rate to best me. But my, you know, that's the thing. Other people have come at me, and you know they have, Sarah. They don't laugh. I'm a long goer. Ask all my lovers. They'll tell you that.
Oh, God.
I'm a long goer. My point is, you keep coming in 6 months. If you're still playing this aggressively, then you deserve the crown, which I still wear.
Take a couple of days off, PJ. Just take a couple of days
I
off.
Cannot. I did it for a while.
Okay.
We can call a truce for a couple days if he wants.
He's. I think she's the head now of Seamichelle, Craig. This girl is climbing fast, and I can see it. And every day she's, I consider it a tie if we're give or take within a couple thousand of each other. But some days she's like 10,000 ahead of me, and I'm thinking, in Japan? Where did you find 10,000 points?
On my train line.
Maybe
you need a new job in Akachi.
Well, I need to get you fired. That's what I need to get.
So, Sarah, can I assume that your plans moving forward are to come after PJ?
Yeah, I'm not even coming after him.
That's so not true. You are still coming after.
my plan is just to irritate him. That's my plan.
Oh, I don't believe, it's like the dealer who starts using their own product and they say, oh, I'm just tasting it. And in the end, they are the market. No, you're coming hard every single day. I mean, every day.
Okay, simmer down. No, simmer down, PJ. Calm down. Calm down. We have a guest here, PJ. PJ, we have a guest here. Calm down. Calm.
They okay. know of what I speak. Okay.
So now Gene knows how everyone he can see what happens behind the scenes, and it's what you guys hear. And there's nothing pretend about it. It's real. It's real.
It's all real.
Yeah. So, anything else you guys would like to add?
I'm really glad that we got Gene finally on because we started this conversation about him joining back in August.
Okay.
While PJ was still in America, and then I got sick, and then all of that, and so.
Cool.
I'm glad we finally made it work out. So I'm
thank you
so,
so much,
glad
Gene,
that
for
doing.
Thank you so much for taking the time.
Yeah.
I enjoyed your company.
Yes, PJ's entertaining, isn't he?
No, you're the one wearing the pumpkin hat now, Kevin. If the audience could see.
Well, I've got a, yes, it's a pumpkin cat. Well, I mean, it's Halloween in a few days, right? So, it's, well, there we go, PJ. Keep that filter on.
I'm trying to make it, it's supposed perfect. To be special effects, but it's not working.
Cool. Munzee Maniacs out there, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We really appreciate it. Spread the word. Although we don't come out often, when we do, we pack a punch. And maybe one day as we slowly climb, the next big number for us will be episode 100, but that'll be in a while. I think this is 63, but we're on the way. And everyone, thank you so much for listening. Gene, thank you for taking the time to come on the podcast.
Thank you.
And PJ and Sarah, thank you for entertaining us so much. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Cheers.